You're listening to SBS News.
It was first chartered in the state of New York in 1871 as a recreational group, with the primary goal of promoting and encouraging rifle shooting on a scientific basis. In the intervening years, the National Rifle Association has changed its focus, growing into one of the most powerful political organisations in the United States. It's perhaps best known for lobbying heavily against gun control in the US, arguing that firearms make the country safer. And it strongly backed Donald Trump in the 2016 presidential election. But after an 18-month investigation, the NRA and four of its current and former executives are now being sued by the state of New York for financial fraud and misconduct. New York Attorney General Letitia James announced the decision.
The organization went unchecked for decades, while top executives funneled millions into their own pockets. For years, the NRA diverted millions and millions of dollars away from its charitable mission for personal use by senior leadership.
The lawsuit names Executive Vice President Wayne LaPierre, Corporate Secretary and General Counsel John Fraser, retired Treasurer and Chief Financial Officer Wilson Phillips, and Mr. LaPierre's former Chief of Staff Joshua Powell as defendants. But Ms. James says Mr. LaPierre is ultimately the central figure behind the fraudulent activity.
Mr. LaPierre exploited the organization for his and his family's financial benefit and the benefit of a close circle of NRA staff, board members, and vendors. Specifically, Mr. LaPierre spent hundreds of thousands of dollars of the NRA's charitable assets for personal private plane trips for himself and his family, including extended family when he was not present. He visited the Bahamas by private air charter at least 8 times in an approximate 3-year period with his family, at a cost of more than $500,000 to the NRA.
Ms. James says the investigation concluded the NRA has failed to carry out its stated mission for many years, instead operating as a breeding ground for greed, abuse, and brazen illegality. She says the failure of the organisation to comply with several fiduciary responsibilities and state and federal laws has contributed to a total loss of more than $88 million in just 3 years.
For these years of fraud and misconduct, we are seeking an order to dissolve the NRA in its entirety, to require Mr. LaPierre, Mr. Phillips, Mr. Powell, and Mr. Fraser to make full restitution for funds they unlawfully profited and salaries they earned while employees, and pay penalties. To remove Mr. LaPierre and Mr. Fraser from the NRA's leadership, and to ensure none of the four individual defendants can ever again serve on the board of a charity in New York State.
In a statement on Twitter, Wayne LaPierre described the lawsuit as an affront to democracy and freedom.
This is an unconstitutional, premeditated attack aiming to dismantle and destroy the NRA, the fiercest defender of America's freedom at the ballot box for decades. The NRA is well governed, financially solvent, and committed to good governance. We're ready for the fight. Bring it on.
Though the NRA's headquarters are in Virginia, it continues to be a registered not-for-profit charitable corporation in New York, making it subject to the state's law. Donald Trump says the group should relocate its operations.
I think the NRA should move to Texas and lead a very good and beautiful life. And I've told them that for a long time. I think they should move to Texas. Texas would be a great place, or to another state of their choosing. But I would say that Texas would be a great place and an appropriate place for the NRA.
The District of Columbia's Attorney General has also filed a lawsuit against the NRA and its partner foundation, which it's accused of using charitable funds for non-charitable purposes. Amy Hall, SBS News.